embattled special prosecutor in Trump case. Nathan Wade allegedly billed Bonnie Willis's office $6,000 for 24 hours of work in one day. By Nick Gilbertson on January 12, 2024. Embattled special prosecutor Nathan Wade, accused of having a romantic relationship with Fulton County District Attorney FCDA Bonnie Willis, and his firm allegedly billed her office $6,000 for 24 hours of work in a single day in November 2021. Michael Roman, who is one of 18 co-defendants along with former President Donald Trump in the Georgia election case, laid out the allegation in a 127-page motion to disqualify Willis, Wade, and the district attorney's office from prosecuting the case. It alleges that the initial contract with Wade and his firm, where he was brought on as an FCDA special prosecutor from November 1, 2021 October 31, 2022, did not identify any hourly rate or specific parameters on how much Wade was to be paid under the contract. On November 5, 2021, days after his contract commenced, Wade's law firm billed the FCDA for 24 hours in one day, per Roman's motion. On November 5, 2021, Wade's invoices for 24 hours of work, Roman's legal team noted in a footnote on page 13. The description next to the invoice is listed as prepared cases for pretrial, though it does not indicate how many individuals were being compensated for the services. He billed for $250 per hour, according to the invoice in the motion, equating to a $6,000 charge. Over the year-long time frame, Wade received $299,700 in payments from the contract and another $173,500 over a subsequent contract that ran from November 15, 2022, May 15, 2023, for the defense's motion. Curiously, Roman's attorneys argue the contract was not signed until June 12, 2023. What is more, the lawsuit alleges that Wade was appointed without the required approval. Contending evidence does not exist that Willis was authorized by Fulton County to use county funds to retain Wade to assist in prosecuting this case. Moreover, Roman's attorneys allege that Wade is unqualified to be a special prosecutor as he lacks relevant experience. They argue that based on her long-standing personal knowledge of Wade and additional research, undersigned counsel is unaware of, and is unable to find any history of, Wade ever having prosecuted a single felony trial, much less at the rate Willis is paying him. Based on his current experience, and based on the current appointment guidelines, Mr. Wade would not be qualified to serve as defense counsel in this RICO case because he has not tried at least two criminal trials of similar offenses. It adds, furthering noting that assuming he could be appointed, he would only be paid a rate of $140 per hour. As Breitbart News's Jill Polak noted, the motion also alleges, Willis had a romantic relationship with Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade, and that his law firm used funds paid by the county to take Willis on exotic vacations using potentially fraudulent payments. Notably, on November 2, 2021, the day after his first contract commenced, Wade filed for divorce from his wife, according to Roman's motion. Sources close to both the special prosecutor and the district attorney have confirmed Willis and Wade had an ongoing, personal and romantic relationship during the pendency of Wade's divorce proceedings, the motion purports. The case is Georgia v. Roman, No. 23 SC 188947, in the Superior Court of Fulton County, Georgia.